Hello and welcome to another episode of the podcast of Butterflies and Dragons, the Free Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Annika Seelenspiel, and I am recording this episode in Portugal, in the middle of nowhere of a beautiful jungle slash forest in the region of Alentejo in Portugal, and I am so happy that I'm recording this episode for you now. I'm really, really, really happy that I've been able to record this at the moment, and that I really find myself in a midst of transformation and retreat, as well as deep inner realization and revelation, and that I could collect myself over the last days while arriving here at this new place. And I am currently living and working at a eco project in Portugal. It's like a place for meditation, ecology, and transformation. And it's a beautiful retreat space, as well as a space where the people who live here permanently created big permaculture paradise. And yeah, they give back to Mother Earth. And this episode is part of my series of the power of the plants, which I started recording back in August 2023 in German, so you can start listening this series of episodes when you're able to speak German. And part of this series is like all the Celtic pagan festivals around the Wheel of the Year. And the last one in the beginning of February was Imbolc. And I'm sorry that I didn't record the episode for this specific festival, but I was very busy. I was busy traveling and working and being part of different communities, and I didn't have the capacity to record the episode, although I wanted to. But now, nearly one and a half months later, I have the capacity to record this episode, and so I'm glad. And I will next year in February, or shortly before February, I will present you and show you and guide you through the Festival of Imbolc, like as to like make this a round wheel, like but now I want to present you the Ostara Festival, and this is the festival around the spring equinox in March and around Easter in the Christian tradition. And Ostara is a pagan festival like all the other Celtic festivals I've been presenting to you over the last months regarding the Wheel of the Year. And Ostara is around the spring equinox, so it's will be celebrated from the 20th until the 23rd of March. And The spring equinox is usually on the 20th or the 21st of March. This year it's early in the morning, middle in the night on the 20th, so we have like a very like a new and an early start into the spring. But that's probably because the February had 29 days this year. And so we celebrate the start of the spring at Ostara and during the spring the equinox. And all this like applies to the northern hemisphere. So when you are in the southern hemisphere and listening to this podcast, the spring equinox and everything that applies to what I say right now happens around the 23rd of September. And yeah, it's like, it's really, really interesting what all those festivals bring to you. And especially this festival is a festival of a new beginning, of resurrection, of fertility, of, yeah, coming out of the hibernation, coming out of the winter, and welcoming the messages of the new life that is coming alive within nature and around nature. So it's about planting seeds and also like observing and witnessing the seeds and the small seedlings coming out of the fresh and dark soil. So it's about early blossoming things and flowers like daffodils and lilies and crocus and tulips. And like tulip is like a beautiful symbol of like the onion of the tulip is will be planted in autumn and then stays in the soil, in the ground, in the earth over the winter, and then with the first days of spring it comes out of the ground and it like it takes all its strength and power to come up and to bloom and to be beautiful and to just graces and like graces with beauty. And this symbolism of like early bloomers and the seed and the seedlings and the small, young, vulnerable like plants that just start to grow in the spring and in the early spring and in the late spring and in the middle of the spring. But it's like it's so beautiful to see that in nature and to also apply that to our daily lives and to our spirituality and to our spiritual path. So I invite you and I ask you to really dive deep into yourself and ask you, what do you want to plant a seed for this spring and this spring equinox? What do you want to like create this year, and what do you want to invite into your life? This is a new beginning and you have a chance to start right now when you're listening to this podcast by setting intentions for the coming season of being very like very productive and active and fiery, because the spring equinox symbolizes as well a point of equality and of equal balance between the light and the dark. Because it's not only the start of the spring, it's also the equinox. And we have two equinoxes per year. We have the autumn equinox and we have the spring equinox. And in autumn, I was telling you about that already in September last year. And this spring, this March, I'm bringing you again, like, the symbolism of the equal balance between dark and night, like between dark and light, like the night and the day, or like summer and winter in balance, kind of. Summer and winter meet in the equinoxes. But as we were like leaving summer in September and going into winter, we are now leaving winter and going into summer. And so although we have like two equinoxes per year, they have like a different flavor, a different underlying tone, because when you come out of summer, you feel like really enriched by all what was happening over the summer and over the lightful days and the long days and the abundance that happened in nature. And you look into like the future of going into darker days and shorter days and darker nights, I mean, and heading towards the winter months. And now we are finding ourselves coming out of hibernation, coming out of the depth and also the heaviness of winter, and looking forward to like longer days and brighter days and the summer with all its richness and abundance and colorfulness and action and life. So that's the different flavors, although they both represent equality and equal length of the day and night, where like day and night meet in equality. And that's so beautiful, because these days are so filled with like duality and hatred and war and aggression. And we can focus on that and find ourselves in a spiral into depression or complete like delusion, and like grasping for understanding why this happens all. But we can also focus on what we can contribute to a better world and how we want to make a change in our daily lives and in our inner worlds by being who we are and by really truly living close to our values that are important for us. And part of my value is like transformation. Part of my values that are like important to me is transformation and bringing all the wisdom that has been lost for so long back to our modern reality and daily lives and understanding of what is important and truthful. And the Ostara festival has like a beautiful symbolism, and for those of you who are familiar with the Easter festival, you You know probably a lot about rituals and traditions and how to celebrate this time. But Ostara is also a goddess, and she's the goddess of the spring, and she is a symbol and like the sister of Mother Nature. She is Mother Earth, and we celebrate that during those days. And Ostara has, like the goddess I'm talking about now, Ostara has like this tale, this little fairy tale that she rescued a bird, a dying bird, by transforming and changing the bird into a hare, into a rabbit. And so the rabbit, the hare, was, after this transformation, still able to lay eggs. And therefore, we have like this Easter tradition with the rabbit, the hare, and the eggs. And when I was a child, I was always confused about the thing with why the rabbit and why the eggs. A rabbit doesn't lay eggs. So I didn't know about that. And it's so beautiful, like when I'm finding myself now, nearly 30, realizing that it is this myth, it's this fairy tale about Ostara, about the goddess of the spring, and that she rescued a dying bird by like transforming it into a hare, and afterwards he could live on and still was able to lay eggs. And so we have this tradition to paint eggs and to hunt for eggs, and you can of course play with that and create a colorful altar with painted eggs or with colorful bunch of flowers, or you could like grow a seed in a small pot and put it onto your altar while setting the attention that this plant will symbolize your this year 2024, and yeah, and then when it's like big enough to put it into the soil and put it on into the earth, you can plant it outside, but not, or in a bigger pot, and you just be in connection to the earth. And yeah, so Ostara, the goddess, is like the carrier and the carrier of the meanings of fertility, new beginnings, also resurrection. And she brings all those qualities into these days. And so these days, and I'm recording this close to the 20th of March, today it's night of the 18th of March, so it's like these days already feel very intense and challenging, and also kind of inviting ourselves to look deeper. And you may find yourself at the moment in a kind of foggy, cloudy state of uncertainty and unknown, and like feeling in between of worlds or states, or kind of a not so clear place in yourself. So I for myself, I'm craving a little bit of clarity on different areas in my life. And these days are not inviting you to seek for clarity or to look for clarity with your mind. These days are more inviting you to surrender to that uncertainty and to that unknown, and to ask you to go into action, into purposeful action, and to do something, and to do something with the fire and the power behind these days, but yet also to dive deep into your inner world and be with all the uncertainty that may arises or may is still present here. Like, it can be present, but it maybe if you don't resonate with that at all, so it's not something that you can take for yourself. But it's like these days are always usually both. They're not only light, they are also dark, and they have like this underlying depth that is still present from the winter, and as well as the power and the light and the ease and maybe the fun as well that comes with the ease and the joy of the longer days, and of the light and of the warmth and of the beauty of the like blooming and beginning spring, and everything comes newly out of the out of the winter, the freshly green leaves and the small seedlings and so much beauty around in nature. Yeah. So these days are an invitation celebrating femininity, because the goddess Ostara represents kind of also the dualities between masculinity and femininity, and also like death and life, like resurrection part, and hope that comes with the new beginning and new intention setting. So it's also a deeply feminine time of the year. This kind of renewal, rebirth, and like a new white blanket, a new white page where you can create something. It's a truly feminine energy that lies in front of us right now. So I invite you to think about what can be where you can be more like softer with yourself. In which ways are you still very rough with yourself, either like internally thinking and speaking to yourself hard and harsh and rough? Where are you actually really harsh with yourself and others? And these days maybe trigger you sometimes, or bring something up that makes you feel very like sad about how you you internally like speak to yourself or be with yourself. And so it's a good start. It's a good point to start anew and change the ways you, like, how you behave with yourself and how you speak with yourself. Where can you soften? Where can you relax? Where you can you find another tone with yourself and with others? Where can you really find another way of communicating internally and externally? How can you embrace failures? How can you embrace imperfections? How can you embrace parts of yourself that struggle? And when you find yourself struggling, where can you like create space for growth and change without judgment and without being harsh or like judgmental to yourself? So where can you create a soft space of leaning into your imperfection and vulnerability? And how can you create space for change while accepting how you are and how you, where you are at the moment? So it's like still seeing the dark spot, still seeing the blind spot of yourself where you can develop and where you can grow out of it. And also seeing maybe the light side, like the possibilities, what is possible, what am I eager to change to? What am I wanting to contribute to this world rather than judging and finding myself stuck in my own mind? Where can I become softer and kinder and more gentle with myself and contribute so to a better world? Only within me. It's a very interesting point of view to look at like changing the world by only changing the way you talk to yourself and to be with yourself. But it starts with you, and then how you communicate and with others and how you relate to others, to your loved ones and to the people that are most important to you and to the people that are around you. And so you create a better world for you and for the people around you. And they can pass that on to another circle of people. And so on and so on and so on. So sometimes we have like these big pictures of, we want to create a beautiful big project anywhere, and we want to change the world, and we want to save lives, and we want to do so big things, and we forget about ourselves. We forget about where it's most important to start with ourselves and with our inner world. So today I had like a very beautiful day. And at the same time, it was very strange. And I came to a point where I found myself struggling with the thing I was just doing earlier, and I realized I'm really exhausted and I'm tired, and I didn't take a break because I was so flowing and working and flowing in the garden, and it was beautiful to just not think about time and not think about my energy capacity and just being and doing and working. And then I realized, okay, that was too much. I'm exhausted now, and that's why my mindset got a little bit like diluted, and I need something to eat, I need a shower, and I wanna end this. And then I struggled finding peace and relaxation in the last 10 to 15 minutes of my work I was doing. I felt like, oh my God, I'm fighting this moment. I'm fighting this moment in time. I'm fighting right now because I want this to be over, because I feel so overwhelmed or kind of like just exhausted. And then I was stung by a Premble. And like, I was stung by Premble because I was not very careful and attentive and mindful in the moment. And this Premble reminded me of, okay, take care for yourself and create an inner place of more space, a spacious place within yourself where you can even relax into those 10-15 minutes of work, although you realize just now that you are exhausted and tired, and then that you need something to eat and that you want to have a shower. And you just came out of this flow state where you just kept going and doing, and that was beautiful. And now you can take a step back and take it slower and still like care for yourself while doing it and while finishing it. And it was so beautiful to take out like this pressure out and to create like a state of relaxation while I was not feeling comfortable at all. And so I could finish it, and then I was still not feeling comfortable and well. But then I could like go on. I could go on, and I it was so beautiful. At the same time, it was challenging for me. But sometimes it's so important to come to those moments where we like are out of our comfort zones, where we feel challenged by life in a simple moment, and then we can change something, then we can lean into the real growth when we change something in the moment. And don't judge ourselves for being where we are. Like, sometimes we are so mindful and aware that we take a lot of breaks, how we need everything, and so we have like, we finish our working day still with a kind of contentment and relaxation. And then we have like a beautiful flow working day where we don't think of our needs, and then we like go out of our comfort zones. And then realizing that we still have needs and coming back to ourselves is a beautiful comeback. So I did a little detour with this explanation and story of my day, of this moment of my day. Yeah, because it felt just right to share this with you. About we can change something completely, like maybe simple to us, but it creates a different flavor underneath, like I told you earlier. So yeah, this is probably kind of a stranger episode, I think. It was kind of a very otherworldly approach to this, and still I presented the most important facts about the spring equinox and the pagan festival of Ostara, the goddess of the spring and Mother Earth. And in our culture in Europe, mostly also known as the Easter Festival. And yeah, this is kind of also a special time of the year, because we also are close to the Easter week, and like in 1 week's time on Monday the 25th of March we have a full moon in with an eclipse. So this also like plays into all the current energies you may feel or not feel. And yeah, I wish you a fruitful and a potent time, a time of meeting yourself where you're at, honestly and truthfully and directly. And also, yeah, a beautiful time of setting intentions and looking forward to what will come the next months of spring and summer and this year. I wish you a beautiful time. I wish you a beautiful day when you're listening to this. And I send you lots of love from my heart right into yours. See you soon. Bye bye.